Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
Casey 107.7. Ons het nog ons lang arme twee in 'n ry. En maar voor ons daar gaan luister, kom ons luister na wat Simone Radin, sy is 'n senior bestuurder by Artscape, oor watter produksies daar vir my en van jou is vir die volgende paar dae sowel as die volgende paar weke. Kom ons luister na wat sy te sê het.
Good afternoon, Avril, and good afternoon to all the listeners of Radio KC Land. I hope everything is going well there in the Paarl, Stellenbosch, Wellington, Franschhoek, Poland area. It's always great to be on Radio KC on a Tuesday afternoon talking about the arts and specifically what's happening at Artscape over the next few days and the coming weeks. I think what I would like to mention, first of all, most exciting news that is on, I'm just jumping a few weeks ahead now, on April the 20th, that is on a Saturday, Artscape will be hosting an open day to its patrons and to its stakeholders, specifically to look at the mechanisms and mechanics with regards to our new main ticketing service provider, WebTickets. So as I've always mentioned, in the discussions when we talk about booking inquiries and ticket purchases, that our different producers do use different ticketing agencies, but the main ticketing agency that Artscape have now had a firm understanding and agreement with is WebTickets. So we'll be hosting an open day on April the 20th from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and we would like to any of our Radio KC listeners that's interested to come to Artscape, having to have a cup of tea and hopefully slice of cake, come and enjoy the day with us. Please come to Artscape on April the 20th between 10 and 1 o'clock. I will expand on further details about this open day in the subsequent weeks that I am on Radio KC. So just some highlights that's coming up specifically in April, because Mamma Mia is still on at Artscape until the 7th of April, but it is completely sold out. There isn't even a ticket for a mouse. It has done very well. We've had 13,000 people coming through the theatre per week to come and see that production. So it's been amazing. But there are some other amazing productions coming up in April. One of them is Finding the Light, and Finding the Light celebrates the music of West End, the famous tunes that we know from musicals such as A Phantom of the Opera, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, Hair. All of those tunes can be enjoyed in Finding the Light. It's opening on the 17th of April. And it's actually also a fundraiser for our Springbok rugby captain, Siya Kolisi Foundation. So it's also going to a very good cause. Actually, all of the ticket proceeds will go to that cause, the wonderful cause of our Springbok rugby captain, Siya Kolisi, the Siya Kolisi and Rachel Kolisi Foundation. That's on in the middle of April. Before that, Cape Town Opera has got Opera Shorts. Opera Shorts is a perfect opportunity for opera lovers to actually bring people that are not so attuned to opera to come and see opera in its form, because it will all be short operas of just about an hour. And one of the most interesting operas that they're going to present is going to be the premiere, the first ever showcase of the opera called Trial by Media. And this opera is based on the trial of Oscar Pistorius. So that is a first for South Africa, well, a first for the world as such. So those are the interesting opera shorts that's commencing around about the week of the 11th of April, and it's running for 5 days in the arena. There are also special packages where one can come and see all three operas within one day, take a break in between at special discounted rates and fees. All of those, that information is available on our website or on the WebTickets website as well for the opera shorts. Then Grade 12 Sitwook Productions will be hosting the production specifically for grade 12, which is My Children, My Africa, one of their Setwork English productions. But obviously, if there are members of the public that would love to come and see Athol Fugard's seminal play that deals with the uprising, not specifically the Soweto uprising, but the uprising of the youth in South Africa as they also fought in the battle towards freedom. And it's especially pertinent with us celebrating the 30 years of democracy. And so those are the productions in the next few coming weeks at Artscape. For more information on these, and there's other exciting productions coming up later on in the year, I'm going to start expanding on the Zuid-Oostervlei as from next week onwards in April, because the Zuid-Oostervlei is coming to town. You're right here at Artscape from the 25th with the opening concert, with the main festival starting on the 26th, running through to the 1st of April. They've got a host of interesting, amazing productions, dramas, concerts, talks, lectures, book launches, and there's even some boogieing after everything has been shown to the public. Every night and night at 9:30, there's some boogieing on the outside tent where Zip Zap Circus is. So it's going to be a great... Zuid-Oostervlei, it's going to be wonderful because they are celebrating their 21st anniversary. And talking about 21st anniversaries, I'll go more into detail about the Youth Jazz Festival, the Youth Jazz Weekend, which is later on in the year, which is also celebrating its 21st year of the Youth Jazz Festival. So those are the exciting productions happening at Artscape within the next few days and the coming weeks. For more information, do consult our website, which is www.artscape.co.za. On our social media pages, our hashtag is Artscape Theatre. And for those who would like to dial in to get specific details and also specifically assistance with ticketing inquiries and bookings, especially those that need special seating and assistance such as wheelchair bookings, please call our Artscape dialer seat on 021-421-7695. Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for always having Artscape on Radio KC. Hope to see all of you at the theatre. Bye-bye.
Your Lunchtime Radio, every day, 1 to 4 with Avril, only on KC 107.7.